is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
Hello, my name is Will Johnson. This is FirepowerNews.com. And we thank you for joining us this evening as we talk about impeachment. Of course, impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. They're not going to let up. Why is that? Okay, so how do you stop the impeachment of President Trump? The Democrats are going to go all the way. They're going to go as far as they can unless someone stops them in their tracks, which is probably not going to happen, right? They want disruption. They want to cause all of this chaos with inside the United States. Okay, this country is at war. Seriously, we are at war. What more do you need to see to realize this? The Democrats are at war with the American people. So is the socialist mainstream media. They are at war with the American people. When President Trump called him out on it, he was being factual. They don't like it because he's doing it. And more people are waking up to it. Okay. President Trump knows that the American people are with him. He completely does. The left has nothing valid on President Trump, so they drum up these fake allegations against him to try to take him out. All of it's been fake. Nothing has been proven what they've come up with. The Dems are going to use impeachment. Hear me now. They're going to use impeachment to try to take out the Republicans in the 2020 election as well. Any of them that don't comply along with the attacks against President Trump. If you don't comply, you're going to die as a politician. Okay, so not only that, the Democrats are using their foot soldiers, which is Antifa. And yes, these Antifa members are filled with demonic spirits. 100%. They attack our elderly and they'll attack anyone who's on the right side of history. Back in the day, you had Democrats would send out the KKK to attack Republicans and black people, white Republicans and black Republicans that supported the Republican Party. Today, in the year 2019, about to be 2020, Democrats will send out Antifa to attack Republicans, white Republicans, and black Republicans. It's like history repeating itself. Except for now, instead of them wearing white hoods, they're all in black with a mask on. Like that's supposed to be better. People ask me all the time. I'm serious. All the time. I get messages all the time. What can we do? There are many things we can do. But one that stands out the most for all of us is to stop waiting and to act now. I'm willing to confront these anti-American people, but I can't do it without your help. So when you go and you sponsor, when you help our sponsors, I can do that. I will be able to go and confront these anti-American people. I recently did it in Chicago. So when you go to Infowarsstore.com and our other sponsors, you make that happen. My question to the American people that love this country, what are you prepared to do? Think about it. We are at war. So what are you prepared to do? Are you going to sit idly by and wait, or are you going to act now? What are you going to do? Are you willing to do what it takes to protect this amazing country? I tell you what, I am. Go over to band.video and click on that three lines at the top. Some call it the hamburger stack. You click on the three lines there and go down and click on Firepower News, and you can watch this live. You can watch it live. Share the link. You can see it live now. All right, let's head on into the studio. We're going to show you many clips about the whole, how Antifa attacking the elderly. We're going to show you clips how the Democrats are still trying to impeach President Trump. You're going to see all of it. So I need for you to go to band.video. Go to band.video and make sure you share it out. Share it out. Because we can't do this without you. I'm asking you, I'm calling on you right now. I need your assistance to go to band.video, share the link out, and join us and engage in this fight. My name is Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com. We'll be back.
President Trump is being spied on by the permanent deep state that has presided over the sellout of this nation in the last 50 years. All of the trade deals have been one-sided to deindustrialize this nation and bring us to our knees. David Rockefeller bragged about that. He wrote articles in the New York Times praising Mao Zedong and saying someday China would defeat America. That's what the CFR openly preaches. These people are America haters. But now, Attorney General Barr has criminal probes going of Robert Mueller, of McCabe, of Comey, of Hillary. And Fox News is reporting Barr asked Trump to reach out to other countries for Durham probe. Official says source pushes back on New York Times reporting. It wasn't Trump calling up pressuring foreign leaders. He barely even mentioned Joe Biden's son and just said Joe Biden's been on the news bragging he made this prosecutor resign. Gosh, that's crazy arrogance. He said it at the CFR, pissing in America's face.
I look, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
But shouldn't the president be trying to expose corruption? He's the executive branch. He's doing his job. The idea that he can't fight any corruption in the Democratic Party because it's an election year is absurd. They're trying to impeach President Trump going into an election year for fighting their corruption. It's hidden in plain view. But now they're saying, oh, he talked to the Australian leader. Oh, he asked about this. He asked about that. The truth is the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, all these people have been getting away with murder, selling this country out. And they thought it always would be them in power. So they were very ruthless about it. They were very arrogant about it. They were very public about it. Hillary brags about going and wrecking Libya and hundreds of thousands dying. Madeleine Albright, who worked for the Clintons, bragged about 500,000 kids starving to death when the Clintons tripled sanctions on Iraq. I mean, these people are monsters that hate this country. But now they're going to guard the country because Trump's going after their corruption. I got to tell you, I've been upset with Trump not fighting censorship and not exposing the dangers of vaccines like he promised. But since I read these transcripts and I see the hard work he's doing and how he's going up against these criminals that make the mafia look like choir boys, I'm really proud of President Trump. This is a big deal. And they wanted us censored off the air ahead of this attempted takeover. But we're still on air at band.video and infowars.com/show and on radio stations and TV stations across this country, thanks to your support. So please understand, we're going to be here, Lord willing, because of your prayers and support, throughout all of this as it unfolds. But history's happening now, and your action, your word of mouth, is what is going to defeat these people. America is hanging in the balance. Some really bad people thought we were done, but we showed them in the last minute that we're going to fight back. Now let's defeat them. Let's not let them impeach Trump, and let's make sure his criminal investigations of them are followed through on, which we now know is happening. That's why the globalists are so scared. Your word of mouth, your prayers are central to all of this. And we're right there with President Trump, so we're under attack. Please support us by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a big sale that's about to end. Black Friday comes 2 months early, 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for President Trump and pray for InfoWars. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Alex Jones. InfoWarsStore.com is one of our sponsors. So please, please help out. Do everything you can. Go do the Black Friday. When you support our sponsors, you keep us here. If you like the message, if you like the work that we're doing, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get it out there. All right. So we have Tom Pepper riding shotgun with us again today. So you know what? These, the Democrats, the leftists, all of them together, lumped up in one lump sum. They are at war with the American people, Tom. I mean, they want to destroy this country. And they send out, and one of the things that they do is they'll send out their foot soldiers to attack Americans that don't agree with them or that don't, you know, that show hold American flag. They are literally trying to say America is bad. America was never great. And, you know, are we supposed to say Ali Baba while this is taking place? I don't think so.
Well, I should hope not, Will. I mean, it is such a multifaceted war that they're fighting right now. There's, of course, the impeachment situation that's going to go nowhere, and it's going to hopefully just make the Democrats look very, very stupid. There's Antifa in the streets hassling old people, getting into their face. We're talking elderly people, sometimes in wheelchair. You have the ADL, which comes out and says that if you are against Antifa, then you are a white nationalist and alt-right and a Nazi and all of these things. It is being, we are being attacked from every foreseeable front here, and still our president moves forward, and we have to move forward as well.
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. So let's get to this clip that we have of Antifa harassing an elderly. Let's go to that clip. Number one. I mean, seriously? Seriously, you know what? I'm not a violent man. But dadgummit, I mean, come on. Are they harassing them because they're white and they're in the middle of the street? I mean, at what point do they not do this insanity? I mean, this is sickening. That's why I say they are demonic field. Only demons would do such a thing. These elderly can't do nothing to Antifa. I mean, they're just probably trying to live out the rest of their days. But you have these people, Antifa, the foot soldiers for the Democrat Party, attacking them. So before we run out of time, let's get to this other clip. This is with, I want to show this. This is number two. Let's get to that one. Antifa again.
People aren't out here just making noise. That's not what they're doing. They're out here because three children lost their father.
Three children lost their father because he was downtown doing things he should have been doing. Somebody started a gunfight last night.
I'm here to represent Black Lives Do Matter. That's what I'm representing. In peace, though. In peace.
Antifa, they're completely disgusting. They target elderly. They target disabled people. They'll destroy businesses. They burn up vehicles. And the Democrats won't denounce them.
Make more noise. I'm being assaulted. Help! Help, officer! I'm being attacked!
So there's a lady coming out. She's in a wheelchair.
Help! She's attacking me.
You focus on the...
Oh, now we got another police officer.
And they're being aggressive towards her. Look at this. They're surrounding her. Black lives matter.
You probably voted against Martin Luther King.
Black lives only matter when there's a white person or a cop involved. Other than that, black lives don't matter, because if they did, then they would be trying to stop abortion.
We're not here for your comfort. We're here to mourn. We're mourning two people who died.
Nobody mourned for me.
This is crazy. So you have a black lady trying to tell him to stop.
Shots into his back.
The issue,
not okay
the
under
issue,
any circumstance.
But it's also not okay for you to be yelling at her.
Do you hear me?
I know, but you're standing here yelling at her.
The officer dropped the glove. Don't get your twin brother.
I mean, they don't even recognize him. They're telling him it's not okay. They're telling them it's not okay to be yelling at her. I mean, let her be on her way.
And the crazy part is, Will, we just saw that other video. This is from almost a year ago to the day. These people have been violent in the street, calling anybody they disagree with a Nazi. I mean, you saw the elderly lady with her cane, and they're saying, she's trying to assault me. She's waving her cane around. I would love to see that police report. Elderly wheelchair-bound woman beats 20-something-year-old in a mask with her cane. Yeah, I doubt the police are going to take that very seriously.
Yeah, I doubt it too. I mean, you know what, dude? This is becoming beyond ridiculous. I mean, we're almost at the point, I'll be honest with you, we probably are at the point of no return. I mean, this country is in war. We are at war just because people are not outside shooting at each other because of the political differences, but they're doing it online. So, hey, we're going to show a video of how CNN is attacking Republicans, or how they're going to attack Republicans, because they don't stop attacking Trump. We'll be right back after this. right, welcome back. So what I was talking about right before we went into the last break, I was talking about CNN and the Democrats. This is actually a clip on CNN and the Democrats, how they are going to use this impeachment to get at President Trump and the Republicans. And see, a lot of Republicans that don't jump on board and attack President Trump or comply with the Democrats, they're going to try to use this against them and say, look, American people, you're not holding up to it. So this video is going to show that, and it's going to prove exactly what I've been saying. It's like, I saw it coming, and yet here it is. They even admit to it. So let's go to that clip. Number three.
Barack Obama, he likes to bring up Barack Obama a lot. If Barack Obama done one-tenth of what he's done, Barack Obama would have been out the first day.
And there's a difference between doing things in an unorthodox way, which is what he promised, and doing things that are actually detrimental both to our society and to the global community.
Yes.
Huge difference.
But the problem, Brianna, very quickly is that, look, but he gets his protection. It doesn't matter what the House wants to do. Exactly. He'll be protected in the Senate. You can impeach the president. I don't care. You're going to get two-thirds of the vote, 67 senators. It'll never happen.
Jinx.
And so he feels he can act with impunity,
it
and it continues to happen. And not only that, but gets worse.
Jamie, final
word. Just want to say, I know everyone keeps saying that the Senate will not remove him, and we are a long way. We don't even have articles of impeachment. Mm-hmm. But watch the polls today. Watch them in the next week.
Exactly.
Let's see what else comes out. There are many Republicans I talk to who would be relieved not to have him in office anymore.
You hear that?
Republicans, by the way, up for re-election in 2020, including five or six in real targeted races.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I mean, seriously, they're saying, now this is them saying that the Republicans don't like President Trump and the Republicans want him out. I mean, how many Republicans publicly have said that? I mean, seriously.
Well, you've got Mitt Romney, and that's about it. Just mittens out there, and everybody else. I mean, they always have these sources, these make-believe sources, the Republicans I talk to. And if they are talking to any Republicans, you know who it is, Will, as well as I do. It's the likely usual suspects, the members of the GOP establishment who probably would like to see Trump gone. The thing is, their party, the actual voters, would revolt, hopefully, only as a figure of speech.
Yeah, no, you know what, dude? You're right. And the American people are not going to stand for it. If you notice in that clip, they were talking about, let's see what the polls say. So basically, the Democrats are going off if they have public approval to go ahead and proceed with the impeachment and all of that and to really drive into it. They're not going to stop because they're going to try to convince people of the what they should think, what they should believe. What their approval should be. I mean, we all see it. I mean, so here's another clip that we have. And this is the Democrats have one priority, right? I mean, the Democrats have one priority, and that's to take out who? President Trump. Let's go to that clip.
For you, do you personally think impeachment should be considered?
I think it should.
Is we begin impeachment proceedings now.
And that we've got to impeach him and get rid of him.
My sole focus right now is to make sure that he's not the president next term.
My sole focus.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
We're going to launch an Article 3 impeachment.
In the question of impeachment, it's about time.
Nadler is, I hope he's not following the rules. Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
And we're going to have to prosecute this.
We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to impeach.
Impeachment is still on the table.
Absolutely. It's always on the table.
We cannot accept a second term for Donald Trump.
If we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time to stop this nonsense. They think they're going to win. Did you see the one man? He said it's the only way we're going to beat him in 2020. They have to do this. The only way they... Well, that's a compliment, I guess. But think of what he said. It's the only way they're going to beat me. And actually, it's working the other way because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy. It's crazy.
The greatest president in the past 60 plus years, my opinion. I mean, seriously. I mean, if not the greatest president, he is standing up to all of these anti-American, hateful, leftist, liberals, communist, socialist pigs. He's standing up to all of them. And we need to unite behind this president. Go ahead, Tom.
You know, it's interesting, Will. President Trump was talking about the polls, too. I saw a poll today claiming that 60% of Americans want impeachment proceedings to proceed. And it was very interesting because it was a poll of 2,000 Americans, and I'm a nerd. I like to break down the data and see how many Democrats are they polling, how many independents, how many Republicans. They didn't make that publicly available. So it was probably a phony poll. Meanwhile, you know that every political campaign, if it's any good whatsoever, they do their own internal polling that never gets released to the public. So I'm guessing President Trump has the actual numbers that show his support skyrocketing as the Democrats continue this madness.
No, you're absolutely right. A lot of times I'll go on Trump's Twitter feed and I'll put on there how last year it was 36% of the black community supporting President Trump. And that number is probably even higher this year. And Twitter will block it so people can't even see it. Or when people comment on it, Twitter is blocking so I can't even see the comments. But you know what? They don't, they're going for broke. Even Nancy Pelosi in this next clip, Nancy Pelosi is talking about they don't care if they lose for impeaching him. I mean, seriously, so they feel that they will lose the battle, but they want to win the war by impeaching President Trump. They're willing to do anything. So let's go to that clip.
I think right now there's a cover up of the cover up. This is really goes beyond. And I'm just saying to you that people say you have to take a political risk doing that. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Because we cannot have a president of the United States undermining his oath of office, his loyalty to his oath of office, undermining our national security, and undermining the integrity of our elections. Our elections are the fundamental point of our democracy.
Right. Calm down, Will. Calm down, Will. What in the world are they doing? What in the world are they doing? They are undermining the U.S. Constitution every single day, what they're doing right here. I don't mean to go off, but my God, come on. What is it that they think they're doing? They don't even realize they're the ones who's causing all of this chaos. They're the ones who's causing this division with inside of the United States of America. Not President Trump. They are.
Well, that's totally, completely correct. And except I have one point of contention. Well, I think they know exactly what they're doing. They're doing this intentionally. It's projection. It's the only trick the left has. They do something wrong and they accuse President Trump of doing it. So we know that a bunch of Democrats sent a letter pressuring Ukraine to work with them. We know that that Joe Biden bragged about getting the prosecutor fired. We know all of this. We know that he said, if you don't believe me, call President Obama and see what he has to say. So we have Obama withholding funding unless they do exactly what Joe Biden wants. So what do? They turn it around and they point it at President Trump. And Nancy Pelosi, by the way, she just said, essentially, I don't care if this impeachment push means we lose the House. We got to impeach this guy.
I know. I mean, exactly. They don't care. They just want him out of there. This is disgusting. We are at war, people. We are at war. Go to our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com. Go to our sponsor right now, InfoWarsStore.com. Get us the support we need so I can go confront these anti-Americans. We'll be back after this.
FirePowerNews.com. This is Firepower. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back, FirePowerNews.com. So we're talking about the Democrats and how they are attacking President Trump, and ultimately they are attacking the American people. Yes, the Democrats are attacking the American people along with the socialist, communist, mainstream media. They are at war with the American people. To prove this point, to show you exactly what I'm talking about, how much they hate this president, we're going to show you a clip with Robert De Niro. And this guy, he's completely nasty. Completely nasty. Completely nasty. This guy is completely nasty. And of course, any opportunity he can to show how nasty he is, he will do it. So let's go to that clip.
This guy should not be president, period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of Okay, well, you know, this is cable, so it's not an FCC violation, but it is still a Sunday morning.
Well,
I do wonder why you choose to go that way.
Let me say something.
Why do you choose to go that way?
We are at a moment in our life, in this country, where this guy is like a gangster. He's come along and he's said things, done things we say over and over again. This is terrible. We're in a terrible situation. We're in a terrible situation, and this guy just keeps going on and on and on without being stopped.
Let's fit in a break. Let's squeeze in a commercial.
He keeps going on and on and on without being stopped. There it is. I mean, seriously, this is how the left thinks. This is how the left acts. I mean, the Communist News Network, they're happy to bring him on there to be that nasty. What say you, Tom?
Well, I do think it's funny that you've got the court eunuch, as Tucker Carlson likes to call him, Brian Stelter. They're panicking, going into total panic mode that this guy's cursing on the air. I think he was scared, but, you know, it is ironic. You've got a pretend tough guy accusing a pretend mobster, accusing President Trump of being a mobster. Meanwhile, you've got Joe Biden on stage, as you cannot hammer this home enough times, bragging about using mafia tactics, literal extortion. You got to do this for me or I'm keeping all the money. You got to let my son keep his crooked job making $50,000 a month in a field he has no experience in. You got to let that keep happening or else we're going to take our money and we're going to get back on the airplane. I mean, that's the mafia style tactics that we're experiencing. And I do think also, Will, that it really just speaks to the state of the left, where they're all worshiping De Niro, this washed up actor who, by the way, Will, I think he is an out and out racist. He's an Italian man. He's acting in a movie about Ireland. So he's pretending to be Irish. It's rather disgraceful. And I think that he should not be allowed on CNN.
Well, I mean, yeah, I see your point. That's pretty funny. You know what? I mean, but you know what? They don't care. Long they want black people, Latinos, and everyone else to think like someone like President Trump is racist. Not the true racist. Not the true leftist, because they are the true racist. And speaking about Joe Biden, we got the creepy Joe. I think this is worth us showing this again. It was this montage of creepy Joe just doing his thing. And yes, if one of President Trump's children did exactly what Joe Biden's son did, my God, they would be crucifying this dude. So let's go to this clip.
Are you bored yet?
You say good.
Isn't it kind of boring? She's a beautiful child.
All right, guys.
No dates or boys till you're 30 years old.
Time to wrap it up, Jacob.
I got four granddaughters. Beautiful granddaughters like you guys. And guess what?
I mean, look at this.
Granddaughter guys look at the family and just anything this time you don't want to do. And my oldest
accused Joe Biden of making them feel inappropriate, but nobody stands up for the children.
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, this is a sick dude. And he hasn't changed. Even they told him, say, hey, you got to stop doing it. And he is killing him not to do it. You know he's still doing it.
Well, and he's
been on camera doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. He did that bizarre Twitter live stream where he says, I apologize and I know I've made women feel uncomfortable and I'm going to change. Within, I don't know, 48 hours, he was on camera doing exactly what he's doing now, caressing the face of an 11-year-old African-American girl.
He's a straight up pervert and he can't help himself. I mean, he's a perv. He's a perv that's set in the next highest seat in this country. And it's not going to, I mean, my God, it's ridiculous. Okay, you know what? Let's go to this next clip. And go ahead. You introduce this next clip.
So the next clip we have, Stephen Miller had a very contentious interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News. You know, Fox News is quickly losing all of its conservative bona fides that it ever had. So in this next one, he really lays down exactly what this whistleblower is. It's a partisan hit job. Let's go ahead and air that clip.
And on whose basis? Chris, I've worked in the government now, the federal government now, for nearly 3 years. I know what the deep state looks like. I know the difference between a whistleblower and a deep state operative. This is a deep state operative, pure and simple. People who haven't been in the federal government, who haven't worked in the White House, may not appreciate this. But the situation is you have a group of unelected bureaucrats who think that they need to take down this president. I'll attend interagency meetings, Chris, where I know for a certain fact If I don't invite the right people, the meeting will leak. If I don't say the right thing, they'll go to the Hill. If we propose a policy idea that they don't approve of, they'll work with Democrat appropriators to try to block it. They leak this president's phone calls. They publish hit pieces. They publish fake stories. They've been doing this continuously for nearly 3 years, and their motives and their agenda is clear. This is about, do you want a democracy in this country, or do you want a deep state? It's a binary choice for the American people.
Again, this person that you're accusing.
You know what? I'm almost having a hard time seeing the difference between CNN and Fox News. I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, there's a few of them on there where they're like, they're not showing and talking about the things that the left is doing, which they should be. See, we're on here. Now, I'm not saying that the Republicans are all peachy. By all means, they're not peachy, because there's a lot of weak in the knee, spineless Republicans that are not saying anything right now, today. They should be on every social media platform, just like crazy AOC and the rest of them. But they're silent. And even the Democrats have said they've been silent. Stop being silent. Get off your lazy bus and speak up. The American people shouldn't be the only ones out here on social media doing it. Where are you? I mean, it's crazy. What say you, Tom?
Well, I think they're clearly getting paid to have the positions they have. I was just reading right before the show, there was a report out of Vanity Fair saying that after the recent spar between Tucker Carlson and Shep Smith, if Shep does it one more time, he's going to be fired. But look, Will, I mean, you say that you can't tell the difference between Fox and CNN, and neither can I. I think neither can most of our viewers, if they can ever even stand to watch Fox, let alone CNN. You've got maybe two and a half hours a night. Hannity is all right. You know, it gets a little repetitive. Laura's all right. She gets a little off on weird issues. And you've got Tucker Carlson. You've got 2.5 hours of good programming on Fox News a day. And the rest, it's interchangeable with CNN or MSNBC or any of the rest of them. Yeah. Well, I can't say that right anymore. I can't do it.
Thank you. You're absolutely right. Thank you. You're absolutely right. So, you know what? President Trump, He put out a statement, and it's completely true. This is another clip. This is a short clip. Let's see if we can get to this one. This is President Trump saying that they're attacking him because he's fighting for us. That is a true statement. It's 100% a true statement. He is fighting for us, so they don't like it. He's fighting for black people, white people, brown people. The American people said they don't like it. So let's go to that clip.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me, because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
There it is. There it is. They're trying to stop him because he is fighting for us. He's fighting for us. All right, so when we come back, we're going to show you another video of this young girl saying that she was attacked by three white people. Listen to that. A young black girl said she was attacked by three white people, come out to be a total lie. And on top of that, we're going to show you a video about the police officers in this country. All right, welcome back. So, Tom, these Democrats have convinced, not even just Democrats, but the liberal socialist mainstream media have convinced people in this country to lie about being attacked. A lot, they will have to convince them to create these hoaxes that's taking place. Prime example, Jussie Smollett. He's like the number one king in all of this. Or queen, however he identifies today, but he's like the number one that created all of this craziness. And then you have other black people that's following suit. I mean, when do you think it's going to stop? I personally don't think they're going to stop. They keep getting caught in doing it, but they keep trying to see how they can be more clever by doing it, thinking that they're not going to get caught. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, It really is. And Will, we talked about this earlier off camera. You know, it's the media that feeds into these people. You know, they come out with their GoFundMe campaign. They start getting donations. They get media attention. There is little to no consequence to faking a racially motivated crime in this country, but there is immense upside. I mean, you get to be in the New York Times. You get to go on CNN. You get to have a whole media tour. But by the way, I don't think they're getting better. I mean, this one we're going to see. Well, I'll save my commentary. But it does not strike me as a particularly intelligent hoax.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's this young female. She's on here and she's crying because she was attacked and it's so sad. And she was lying. Let's go to this video.
Like all three were around me. And then one of them kept putting my hands behind my back. One of them covered my mouth. They were kept all laughing and calling me names and everything.
What kind of names were they calling you?
Ugly. I shouldn't have been born.
Total lies.
They call me like a attention seeker over.
Total lies.
Oh, the irony.
I mean, she kind of reminds me of what's the young girl's name? Greta?
And that's when someone
I mean, seriously, try to get an award here. I mean, she's staying on script right now.
Like, they, like, took, like, big chunks of my hair and just cut.
Yep. Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad. She got caught in a lie.
Now, Will, as a person with dreads, if somebody were to go and hack them off, that would be visually noticeable, right? I mean, you can't just do that.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be evenly cut.
See, that's the number one thing. I think everybody who had an IQ above room temperature knew that was a hoax immediately, because it's like, well, you don't look like you've had a haircut. You don't look like anything bad has happened. How long were the dreads before if this is the after? I mean, they think we're stupid.
I like the anyone above room temperature. That's assuming the liberals are not walking dead. Exactly. So, okay, so check this out. So this is another clip that we have. And this is a police officer that is like a friend of the family, actually. And apparently no one has seen this video. This police officer took a video when Mike Pence was on the tarmac, and he was recording it, and Mike Pence he went up and greeted these police officers, and he called the police officers heroes. And as a result, the police officer that recorded this video, he took it and put it on Facebook, say, look, everyone, Mike Pence, good guy, saying the police officers are a hero, which they are. Facebook just completely removed the video. Didn't ask nothing. They just removed the video. It was a police officer recording Mike Pence, putting it on Facebook. So Facebook decided to remove the police officer's video because it went against their community standards. This is sickening. We are at war. Let's look at this video.
He's back.
Come on, Audie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mr. Vice President.
See you, man.
They said, you want to get a picture with the guy? I said,
hey, tradition.
Man, how are you?
This is Augie, everybody.
How you doing?
Hi, buddy.
So there's black police officers, white police officers, and they're there, and they're happy to talk to him. They're shaking his hand. Listen.
Why do you see all these great police officers?
That be you for like a backup?
These are all heroes, every one of them.
See, he just told the young, I guess, maybe it's a nephew or a grandson or somebody. He just told the young male that they're all heroes, that police officers are heroes. And as a result of him telling that little young boy that the police officers are heroes, Facebook took it upon themselves to just completely remove the video. No rhyme or reason. Well, we know why they removed it, but my goodness, this was a police officer that posted this video. There was nothing violent in it, no cursing in it, no one holding a severed head of President Trump, no one talking about blowing up the White House, no one showing a gun shooting the president, no one doing any of these despicable things. So they removed the video of a police officer recording it on Facebook. How do people not recognize that we are at war? How do you not see that? That's why we're constantly screaming that, you know, you supporting our sponsors. I get to go and confront these anti-American people. I've been to Facebook. I'm willing to go back to Facebook. I've been to the White House. I've been up on Capitol Hill confronting these politicians. I'm willing to go back. When you support our sponsors, that happens. So I'm looking forward to it. This is one thing that we can do together. You supporting our sponsors makes it possible for me to go do that. And I look forward to doing it. You want me to go and confront them like I did in Chicago? Support our sponsors. All right. This, you know what, Tom? I'm so disgusted with these Democrats. I'm so disgusted what they keep doing, and they're not going to let up.
Well, that's exactly right. They have no incentive to. And I think what this represents with Facebook is they're getting even more brazen, you know, and we're over a year from the next election for those playing at home. I mean, there is a long, long way. And if they're already doing this, it really does just what you were saying. It underscores the importance of going to InfoWarsStore.com, the sponsor of Firepower News. And it underscores the importance of websites like Band.video, where nobody is going to take us down. Mark Zuckerberg, I'm sorry to say it, but you are powerless here. You can do nothing. Now, go ahead. Keep censoring Trump supporters. It's going to drive more and more people to websites like Band.video and InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And long as we have supporters that are supporting our sponsors, we're going to continue this fight. We're going to keep at it. And you know what? The police department, they're being attacked by the left. President Trump's being attacked by the left. They call him President Trump racist. The left is creating this whole hoax about white people trying to do bad things to black people, which is a total lie. They keep doing it. It's absolutely horrible. So we have another clip with one of the great ones, Van Jones. We're going to show this video of Van Jones, how he is trying to create and keep the race bait, keep this thing thriving. It's like a bush with thorns, no flowers, just thorns, and they keep feeding it and feeding it and feeding it. Let's go to that clip.
Are we going to wind up playing? Trump keeps saying he's got the black folks on his side. He's saying that unemployment for black folks is low. He's doing criminal justice.
What do you mean he's saying that? He's not saying it. It's the truth.
Hear it when Trump says stuff like that.
Frankly, I think Trump's playing a game of, like, manipulation. He's been blatantly racist and not for the black community.
You see the same
way? These are black people that want to remain on the plantation, not get off.
Not just about black men, all people of color. You know, I think some people talked about giving.
You notice there's never an example. There's never any evidence.
No,
it's racist. Trust
yes, exactly. It's just talking points, sound points that they've heard. Listen to this.
Okay, lowest black unemployment in the history of black people, according to Donald Trump. Who's willing to give him a chance? Why are you not willing to give Donald Trump a chance?
I'll raise my hand up. It's probably 3 to 4 miles from here is children in cages.
The President of the United States saying send her home to one of the only Muslims in Congress. I mean, how does that land for you?
I've heard that so many times. And
you've heard what?
Go back to your country.
You hear that over?
All the time. I mean, my name's Abdul. My name is actually Abdurrahman. And, you know, I think about my daughter. I got a 19-month-old baby girl. And I know that because of her last name, because of how she prays, because of...
No, it's not because of your last name. It's because you're in this country and you say how much you hate this country. Same thing with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. When you say you hate this country, get out. Go back where you came from. I'm a black man and I'm saying, now what?
We've got to pass this. It is this racism that I think, to be honest, has existed, right? No doubt has existed. I mean, you look at the history of our country, it is baked into the fabric of the country. But that we've done a lot of work to try and move beyond, and we have this individual in the White House right now who wants to exacerbate that.
See, dude, this is so maddening. They do these talking points, and just like you mentioned earlier, they keep saying stuff with no evidence and no proof of it. They don't want to even acknowledge that I've been to the White House. I'm a black male. I've been to the White House twice. President Trump fed us, had beautiful music, everything. But they don't want to talk about that because they want everybody to believe that President Trump is racist. That's the only thing they're going to push. It's sickening. Go to our sponsors, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Will Johnson and Tom Pepper, FirepowerNews.com. We are about to have Tom try the Turbo Force Orange Juice experience for the first time. Let's do this, Tom, so everyone can see.
All right. I'm excited, Will. I knew when I came down here to do the show in person that I was going to have to try this at least once.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Going for broke, huh?
That's right.
InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mmm. Oh, man. You're not kidding. That just goes together. It doesn't almost taste like orange juice anymore. It's something else.
Almost.
It's special.
Yeah, right?
Wow. It just goes together perfectly.
It gives the orange juice that energy that is missing, right?
It gives it some depth. It's not so citrusy and acidic tasting anymore. And the thing is, you know this is going to keep me up for the next 10 hours.
It will. It will. You know what? And then when you come back down, it won't be like a crash. That's what I really like about it.
That's right. Now, that is a fantastic idea.
Amazing.
It's delicious. I cannot recommend that enough to anybody out there. Put it in the orange juice, folks. He's not kidding. This stuff is awesome.
Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know what? I still like that video. When Tom was here, Tom, that was, it was really good. I really like to see the expression on people's face when they try it for the first time. Cause a lot of people don't have a clue. And you know, I've had people send me messages saying, Will, I tried it with the orange juice. I'm not just making this up either. I've had people send me messages saying, Will, I tried it with the Turbo Force with the orange juice and they were just completely amazed. I mean, you would never think. And for me, it was a complete accident. It's like me putting the chocolate in the peanut butter. It was just a complete accident. It just happened. And it was like, wow, this is amazing.
Well, and like you said, Will, it kind of ruins orange juice for me. I mean, I like orange juice. It's good. But now when you drink regular orange juice without the Turbo Force, you're just kind of, I just kind of think, wow, this is very bitter. This is kind of sour. It's tart. There's some pulp in there. But with the Turbo Force, and by the way, folks, there's not like sugar in this stuff. This is all natural, very good for you
stuff
at InfoWarsStore.com. But it tastes so dang good. It kills all the bitterness, all the sourness of the orange juice. And it's a totally unique beverage. I mean, I'm still blown away by it to this day, Will. It's been, what, 2 weeks? I'm still impressed.
Yeah, you know what? When I have orange juice now, and if I don't have any Turbo Force, I'm like, okay, something is missing. Something is missing. Oh, yeah, the Turbo Force. Then I have to go hunt down some Turbo Force. And I get down to, like, my last two packages, and I say, okay, I got to order more. I got to order more. So one thing, I like to show that, and it's because it's real. You know, it's real. It's not something that we were trying to fake to get people to do it. And that's one of the things that I like about the products at our sponsor is that they actually do what they say they're going to do. They actually work. Now, granted, everybody's different. Everybody's different. Some things may not work for some people. Some things may just do miraculous things for others. I mean, I've heard stories where some of the products have done things that no one expected, you know, but you don't know until you try it. And right now with this special, Black Friday come early, 50% off. I mean, my goodness, how do you not take advantage of that? I mean, how do you not take advantage of it?
I mean, honestly, it is one of the best sales I've ever seen at InfoWarsStore.com. And Will, you are completely on point that these are amazing products. I mean, DNA Force, it's not an inexpensive product. I broke my arm when I was in the fourth grade. And until taking DNA Force, sometimes I'll be doing repetitive motions or I'll lift something too heavy and use my wrist. And it would hurt just like I broke it yesterday. About a month and a half of DNA Force. This is just a subjective opinion, but it is completely better. I mean, I cannot tell folks enough that you need to go try some of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They could be life-changing.
Yeah, you know what? And we're not saying it just to say, go buy stuff, go buy stuff, go buy stuff. No, it works. I mean, it absolutely works. I mean, that's the amazing part about all of it. It absolutely works. InfoWarsStore.com. They are our sponsors. Help us out. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, yeah, see it don't matter, huh? Mag on my head, I had to flex, huh? Look right, look left, where they at, huh? Maybe it was lurking cause we the best, yeah. Yeah, you see that we the best in this game. They call me Mega Boy cause my hat be insane. Big letter T, I'm popping off my brain. Conservative, but a coon is all they saying. Black man free thinker, bump the fame.
What?
With me, so it's nothing else to face. Red pill tastes good, need a drink.
What? I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You know what? Because I shared, Calvin, thank you for joining us. We have Tom Pepper riding shotgun with us. Thank you so much for joining us. You know what? I shared that song with some of my, I can't even call them friends, but some liberals that I know, and they got completely triggered. They said, this can't be right. This is not good. This black man got away from us. They act like, they act so upset like they lost some property or something. So what made you do this song? What sparked it?
Well, you know, Bryson started the song. He created, the MAGA Challenge. I'm sure you've seen the MAGA Challenge. It's been going viral on Twitter. And when I came across the MAGA Challenge, I hear Bryson. I'm like, Bryson, you gotta let me write a verse on this song. I had to get on this song. So I went ahead, late that night, took me about an hour or two, put a quick verse together, had to record it.
Dude, that's so awesome. And you know what? I really love about it because the left, they say that black people would never ever support President Trump. Black people would never leave the Democrat plantation. Black people will always stay because black people are loyal to the Democrat KKK party. I mean, and you're an example, you're a prime example of it. And I love the fact that you guys you did this song and it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I love Trump. Trump has definitely changed my life since I started doing, I really wasn't into politics before, but once I started doing my research, and it just led me down a path of enlightenment, led me closer to God. You know, a lot of people are mind blown when I tell them I'm way closer to God now than ever before in my life, and it all started from, you know, researching about Trump. So it's amazing.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people have experienced that same thing. And, you know, I was mentioning earlier, I don't know if you heard it, but I mentioned earlier how last year it was USA Today said 36% of the black community supporting President Trump. This was last year. And I go on Trump Twitter and I'll say that and these liberals, they get highly upset. That's not true. That's not true. And then I show it to them and then they get angry. And they said, well, that was last year. And I said, yeah, that was last year. It's higher this year. For some reason, they believe that black people have to be loyal to the Democrat Party. You're not supposed to get anyone. So let me ask you, have you been called a sellout for doing your part in this song?
Oh, yeah. I've been called a coon, Uncle Tom. But I take Uncle Tom as a compliment because I'm educated about the story of Uncle Tom, which they aren't. But,
thank you.
Yeah, I've been called all kinds of names. And I've lost friends from, they aren't really friends, but friends since like elementary school are just long gone. But, you know, like I said, this all has brought me closer to God. So I just see it as God is just emptying all this evil out of my life, just completely getting rid of all this evil. And it's a complete blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Pepper, you have any questions for Calvin?
Well, I think, first of all, that's a phenomenal song. And then I think a lot of people, though, are very interested in knowing kind of like what the journey was. I mean, everybody was hit with the fake news that Trump is evil and he's racist and he's a Nazi and he's this. So what was it that kind of broke through and got you to start doing research?
For me, I was in school. I just graduated the Art Institute last year. So I was at school, you know, and it's funny because around late 2018, I was actually, me and my friend, we were going to do a song called F Trump. And this is when I wasn't into politics. I was just, you know, talking with the herd, just whatever, same with the media, whatever, you know. And, you know, I saw Trump as like a complete clown, a joke, you know. It was like, I wasn't educated. I didn't know anything. So January 2018 comes around. And when January 2018 comes around, I'm hearing the statements about Trump making the statements about all Mexicans being, you know, racist and things like that. And then that one kind of just, it stuck with me. I'm like, it's no way this man stood at a podium and stood up there and said, all Mexicans are rapists and criminals. Like, that's just crazy. Who would stand up and say that? Me, right? So I went home that night. I looked up, research on that. I came across his campaign speech And I watched a campaign speech. Within the first 2-3 minutes, he started speaking about illegal immigration, which is definitely a problem in this country. You know, I know a lot of illegal immigrants myself. I have some family that's an illegal immigrant. So I know how corrupted that whole realm is. And from when I first saw him speaking in the first 2-3 minutes, I saw that it was completely opposite of what the media has been saying and what headlines have been saying. So when I saw that, I ended up sitting watching the whole campaign speech. And 1 hour later, I'm mind blown. I'm on the edge of my seat like, this is amazing. Like, what is everyone I understand where the media was saying that all this negative stuff, it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know what? It's a beautiful story. I love it. And people just need to take a little time and do a little research. And it really takes just a little bit. I like how Tom said it. If there's above room temperature, you're subject to learn something. So, and you know what? For me, seeing that you're a young black male and you woke up to it and God is the ultimate authority, right? And President Trump, he brought God back into the Oval Office. President Trump saying we need to stop killing black babies. The Democrats have now convinced black females, specifically black females, they do it to all of them, but specifically black females, that is good health care for them to kill black babies. And for some reason, they can't put two and two together. And you get a lot of black people that say, you know, well, the population in America, black people are so low, is because they keep helping them kill them. Mm-hmm. They're not putting two and two together. And they keep helping them kill them. Go ahead.
They're so brainwashed now that they're just willingly killing their own kind. Just let's just take a trip to the store and murder all our babies. Murder. It just literally makes no sense. Mind blowing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Mind blowing.
So let me ask you this: What are the plans for? Are y'all planning to do another song? Do y'all have a music video? Because
You know, I've been talking, you gotta get on Bryson, because I've been talking to Bryson and I told him, you know, the Black Leadership Summit is coming up this week. I'll be attending there. I don't know if you're going to be there, Will, but I'm going to be there and it'll be my first time meeting Bryson in person at that event. He'll be there as well. And I told him it's no better time to do a video than there, because you're going to have a lot of people, you know, who's going to have MAGA hats. We're all black. It'll be perfect for a music video.
It's this Thursday, right?
Yeah, it starts this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Man, yeah, so, I don't have my tickets to go, but man, I would love to be there. And you know what? I would have loved to be the one to film that video. Cause man, dude, it's beautiful. And when you know what? When y'all get the music video done, by all means, let me know and I will help push it.
Most definitely. Hopefully we do plan on partnering up and working on some new songs together as well. So we'll have to see where the future brings with us on that, you know, God willing.
Yeah. And you know, as long as these liberals keep getting triggered by it, oh my goodness, I'm going to keep pushing it. I mean, trigger.
Didn't you love the end of the verse where I said trigger? You got to shoot them with facts just to trigger them. Just shoot
Thank
them with a couple facts.
Thank you. Maybe get with Bryson and say, Bryson, we need to get a song called Trigger.
Hey.
Trigger.
20 anthem.
Trigger. I'm not going to even say take any credit for it. Y'all just run with it. Because I love it. We need to get more black people, the youth, to understand how they're being brainwashed by the Democrats and how they're continuously doing it. Black people need to go back to the roots. And the roots is actually with the Republican Party, if you want to be honest and get down to it. So
think about it. I've spoken to a lot of people. I've been in and out of conversational debates with so many people since January 2018 of last year. And a lot of people, they'll sit and they'll understand that they know that, you know, black started off with the Republican Party and whatnot. But even if you can bring all these facts and all these truths that make so much logical sense, and if they still just for some reason have this blockage, well, it's not for some reason. It's because the mainstream media has a brain.
Yeah. Absolutely. So real quick, before we run out of time, tell everyone how they can connect with you and find out more about what you're doing.
You can find me on my website, www.kelvinjstudios.com. My Instagram is Kelvin J Studios. You can Google Kelvin J Studios and you can pretty much find me there.
Awesome. Turn it up. We'll go out with it.
Walking with the devil, watching fake news, got you boiled tea kettle. Popped off the tag, see my MAGA hat fresh. Snatch it off.
obviously what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and that apparently applies to the Mandalay Bay shooting as much as anything else.
Within 2 hours of the Las Vegas massacre, authorities announced that 64-year-old Stephen Paddock had acted as the lone gunman, officially making it the deadliest mass shooting committed by an individual in the history of the United States. But 2 years later, there are still many questions with no answers. Videos from the event show no muzzle flash from Paddock's window on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Photographs show that Paddock's windows were intact during the shooting. Police inside the room after the shooting said there was no broken window.
I do not have a broken window.
After the shooting, a man staying at the Mandalay Bay called 911 and reported an explosion and glass falling down from above.
911 emergency, Brown 15968, do you need police, fire, or medical?
Okay, and I just heard what sounded like a explosion above me and then glass coming down around me or, you know, right outside the window.
Later that night, BBC television showed one window being broken. By the next morning, there were two broken windows. Several witnesses claimed there were multiple shooters.
Sounded like there were a dozen shooters.
It sounded like more than one machine gun.
The New York Excalibur shooting was right outside. It wasn't inside. It was outside. We saw the muzzle flashes.
I'm waiting for somebody to come through that entrance because it sounds like they're on the ground.
I knew we were getting gunshots that were closer to us than where they originally started, and that's when we knew we had to run.
We all started running, and they came in.
There's a shooter in front of Hollywood right now.
Multiple shooters.
Multiple shooters. Multiple shooters.
It has to be.
There was also shooting going on inside of the Mandalay Bay.
Claims of multiple shooters can also be heard on security and police comms.
There was a shooter at the front desk of New York, and two shots were fired inside casino floor.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Now I'm getting information of an active shooter at Tropicana.
Has advised bomb squad to deal with the issue over there at Luxor, reference the 445 device.
It is be advised now there's an active shooter at the Tropicana, active shooter at Tropicana.
In one video, we see what looks like a weapon firing from a window 6 floors above Paddock's room in the Four Seasons, which is owned by Bill Gates and Saudi Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. There also appears to be muzzle flashes coming from the sky on both sides of the Mandalay Bay, precisely where flight radar places 3 helicopters that turned off their transponders minutes before the shooting began while hovering in position overlooking the Route 91 Harvest Festival.
He's flying in a helicopter. Do you think he's in a helicopter?
Yes. Not a doubt in my mind that there was shooting coming from the helicopter.
In room 32135, Paddock's hard drive was suspiciously missing from his laptop. There were several pairs of gloves, mobile phones, and multiple hotel room keys used just 30 minutes before the shooting, including smart keys available only to hotel staff. At first, police said they witnessed Paddock kill himself, and then they claimed they found him dead after the breach. And for some unknown reason, his time of death was marked at noon the following day. Mandalay Bay security guard Jesus Campos was supposedly shot in the leg by Paddock 6 minutes before he began his attack. And yet, it took law enforcement 72 minutes to get into Paddock's hotel room. Body cam footage shows a hotel security guard directing police to the 32nd floor.
32.
And less than 10 minutes later, directing other officers to the 29th floor. When the police finally get to Paddock's floor, hotel security seems strangely casual. One strolls down the hallway with his back to Paddock's room and points behind him to room 135. And they then stand calmly in the hallway with their attention fixed on the police. Hotel security manager George Umstadt was later found hiding in a hotel room and detained by police. And several key officers were never even questioned. Campos claimed he went to UMC Quick Care for treatment, but the facility stated they had no record of this. He then left the country and returned only to appear on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, owned by MGM. MGM was granted a restraining order weeks after the shooting to prevent them from destroying evidence.
I can only think of two possible scenarios here. One, completely implausible, that the Mandalay was a co-conspirator in this, which is nonsense. Or right. Number two, there's some kind of hostility or a trust gap developing between law enforcement and the Mandalay. Nothing else makes sense, Tucker. There's no other way to square that circle.
One theory suggests it was Saudi Arabia. Just 3 months before the Las Vegas massacre, moderate Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, was made the crown prince of Saudi Arabia and was met that same day with President Trump's personal show of support. This created a civil war between MBS and his hardliner cousin, Al-Waleed bin Talal, co-owner of the Four Seasons, which resides on floors 35 through 39 of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. The theory suggests there was a failed assassination attempt against MBS at the Tropicana Hotel that night, and that the massacre at the Route 91 Harvest Festival was a savage message of warning to President Trump. Stephen Paddock was a pilot, and according to this theory, a gunrunner for Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. This would explain Paddock's wealth and access to the service elevators at the Mandalay Bay. And when the assassination attempt failed, Paddock became Talal's sacrificial lamb rather than his getaway pilot. The prince had Saudi military helicopters in the area at the time. 4 weeks after the Las Vegas shooting, MBS had his cousin, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, and 10 other princes arrested on corruption and money laundering charges. We don't know if this theory is correct, but a year later, the case was closed. And we are told there is nothing to the story but the 64-year-old lone gunman with no motive, Stephen Paddock.
There's no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD and the MGM. Nobody is attempting to hide anything.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
So, you know what? People have so many questions and there's so many unanswered questions, and we'll probably never get the answers to all of these questions. But there's people should be questioning in everything. You know, and that's one of the reasons why they did what they did to Alex Jones, because he questioned everything. And once we get to the point we stop questioning what they're telling us, then they control all of us. All right, we'll be back after this. Welcome back. Okay, so we have a special guest coming on with myself and Tom Pepper, Louie Huey. To my understanding, Antifa is after this young man. I mean, like I said in my opening monologue, Antifa would attack elderly people. They'll attack anyone who's on the right side of history. And they are the foot soldiers for the Democrat KKK party. See, they used to send out the KKK to attack people. But now they send out Antifa, and Antifa is happy to do it. And they always say that they're here to help the little man and people of color. But yet, majority of Antifa consists of white males that live in mommy and daddy's basement. They're a bunch of entitled, spoiled brats, and they're demonic filled. So without further ado, let's bring on Louis Huey and Tom Pepper. Thank you for joining us, Louis. Great to see you again. And we got Tom
Always.
Pepper. Yeah, so just get right into it and tell us your story. What's going on?
Well, thank you for having me on again, Will. Also, thanks to Tom. So yesterday, as I was telling you guys about a week ago on your show, there's an all-age drag show for children, all-ages drag show here in Denver, Colorado. Mile High Comics is holding this, where children, little boys, age 4 to 9 years old, are dressing up in women's lingerie and dancing for dollars and dancing for tips. So me and my Colorado Proud Boys have been going to this event monthly, and we're out there to say, no, this is wrong, and you can't keep doing this to children. So what happened yesterday, I go out to my car, I get in my car, turn it on, I try to reverse and go out to go to the event. My car is not going anywhere. I get out of my car, all four of my tires were slashed. And there you go, you see it right there. The all ages drag show at Denver's Mile High Comics. This is going on once a month, every month. And I promise you, Tom, I promise you, Will, we're going to keep going back every month until people start waking up to what's going on. The person running this thing, his name is Chuck. He goes by the new pseudo name of Betty Pages now. He was holding a sign out there yesterday that was saying, love is love, no matter what age. I'm sorry, but they're sexualizing children. This is how bad it is here in Denver right now. And they didn't want me at this event. They actually got two of our boys. They got two of us. They got my car and another Proud Boys car. Slashed all of our tires, so we weren't allowed to be there. I actually saw them in my neighborhood yesterday in a white 2001-ish Grand Am. Saw three dudes, full black block, black masks, black hoodies, and black pants. As soon as they saw me, I was wearing my Perry because I was about to go out to the event. They saw me on the phone with the police, and they just... and then went in full reverse and pulled off looking for my other boys. I got two other Proud Boys that live in this neighborhood with me, and they're looking for our cars now. I had a friend of mine in Portland. He's not a Proud Boy, but he's a friend of the movement. They stole his car yesterday. They're after us right now, very hard. We're under attack right now.
Let me say something. Let me do this real quick because I know Tom's going to get in and ask a question. It's good. Yep. But you're a Latino, right?
Yes.
And you're a Proud Boy, right?
Yes. Yes.
And they're attacking you because they want to say that you're a white supremacist, right?
That's what they say.
I mean, this is completely insane.
They're attacking me because I have a voice and people listen and I have the cojones to walk out there and stand up and say no to their bullying. That's
well,
what
yeah, I love it. I love it. Good for you. Good for you. Go ahead, Tom.
Now, first of all, I mean, absolutely. You've got a lot of courage to continue living there and dealing with this even while they're slashing your tires. And I know that you told me previously that they've got your license plate number so they can follow you around. But so let's talk about this bizarre event, because love is love no matter what the age. That sounds like a straight up pedophile slogan right there. And this is where is this taking place? Obviously, we don't want people to do anything bad. But tell us, is this like a city event? Is this at a library? Where is this?
It's at Mile High Comics in Denver, Colorado, right off of Interstate 70 in Pecos. This is the largest comic book store in North America. So they're really proud of this. But only about 100 people have been attending monthly right now. And there it is right there. Thank gosh for your good producers there at the InfoWars crew, because there it is. So that's the leader, Chuck. He goes by the name Betty Pages now. Yes, they say Mile High Comics, love is love. They've also built a wall, and they like to hold these umbrellas to, they say, shield the children. They say that we're coming out there to harass the children. No, we're coming out there to say that pedophilia is wrong. No matter how you dress it up, no matter how you say that this is a wholesome family, I think. Like, no, it's not. It's just pedophilia. So, when you dress up little boys from 4 to 9 years old, go ahead. When you're dressing up boys from 4 to 9 years old, it's pedophilia. There it is. There's the wall.
That's right. Ridiculous. That's disgusting. So, it's nasty.
Do you guys get video of these events? I mean, we've seen nationwide oftentimes these drag queens, which is a fat middle-aged man with a beard. It looks like maybe a slight variation on that with Chuck or Betty Pages or whatever the person's name is. What goes on inside these events? Is there, you know, bouncing on their knees? Are they reading stories? What is this disgusting?
That's the crazy thing. What we do know. We do know is that there's little boys 4 to 9 years old dressing up in women's lingerie, dancing around for dollars and tips. Now, they told us originally at the protest we went to 3 months ago to protest them. They said that if you want to come in here and witness our show and not be unruly, then we'll let you come do it. So Logan and myself from Major League Liberty and the Colorado Proud Boys said, yes, we want in there. We want to see what's going on and we want to film it. And they said, no, you can't film it. Well, why are you saying no to us filming it? If there's nothing to hide, then why can't I film it and make it a public ordeal? And the news is saying that this is like some kind of popular drag queen event for all ages. It's not that popular when only 100 people show up. I'm sorry. And they won't let us film it? So what's really going on in there, Mile High Comics? What's going on? There you go. There's a great picture of Chuck.
Oh, my goodness. This is so disgusting. It's so demonic. And so on top of all of this, you have Antifa attacking you because you're bringing light to these perverts going sexualizing and going after young children. They're trying to get children to participate in all of this insanity. What kind of world or society do we live in where this is passed off as okay? They've tried to normalize this whole thing about children and grown men together. This is completely sick. And they started with Joe Biden. I mean, seriously, they started with Joe Biden. The Democrats are all supporting pedophilia. I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago and I went to this church, a Methodist church of all places. Then they say they love their LGBTQ P. Well, they didn't have the P, they had the plus community. Right. I'm like, really? Why not just put the P on there? We know what it is. It's for me, and I can't speak for everyone, but for me, I see this as biblical things that are taking place. We're living in the end of the age and people don't even recognize what's going on. We got war with the president. We got war with the American people. The country's in a civil war. They're doing all this demonic stuff, trying to teach these little boys that they can be little girls, and they're doing drag queens story time and drag queen. Oh my God, what's wrong with these people?
You're absolutely right, Will. You just nailed it right on the head right there. We are living. This is the end times right here. Up is down. Down is up. Like Alex would say, 2 + 2 = 5. This is what we're living in right now. That's why they banned me off of Facebook, because I'm out there on the ground with my phone recording live what's really going on. And Mile High Comics right now is putting on a show monthly. This happens once a month. An all ages drag show. It's just disgusting. And the media loves it.
So Louis, I know we're running out of time. We may have to go to the next segment with this, but a lot of times when you look these people up, it's happened 2 or 3 times now on record, and you look up people like Chuck, maybe not Chuck, you find out that they have very colorful past. Have you guys done any of that with this Lady Bilbo or whatever she is?
No, actually, there was a Drag Time Story Queen Hour here in Colorado. It was northern Denver. We actually did find out that 2 of them were convicted pedophiles and active prostitutes on Colfax, which is the most famous street in Colorado. Mm. We actually uncovered that. But they still continue to do their story time hours. No one says anything. The media covers it up. They play cute little music, and they point, you know, video cameras at us and say that we're hateful Nazis and we're white supremacists and we're there to harass minorities and children. No, we're just trying to say this is not okay. That's all we're there for.
You know what? It's not okay. It's not okay. It's 100% not okay. I mean, and you know what? This is what we need to stand up against. This is the craziness that we need to stand up with against. Because with them doing this, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. We'll be back after this. Wow, this is crazy. Liberals. All right, we are talking to Huey Louie and about how nasty the anti-American Antifa people are. They're demonic filled. They don't care about humanity. They don't care about reality. And he pointed out, you know, you say 2 + 2 = 4, and they go all ballistic because they say the number 4 identifies as something else. You can't say it equals 4. Stop doing it. You're hateful. You're hateful if you do that. Why would you do such a thing? 2 + 2 = 4? No, this is your 2019. It can equal something else. See, these Democrats, these leftists, all this is tied in together. Them attacking you coming. You know, I have an Antifa flag. I was in L.A. one time at a rally, and the flag just kind of blew over and right at my feet. And I saw it, and I picked it up, and I saw what it was. So then I picked it up I started holding it and I was stepping on it. So I need to do another video of me stomping on that Antifa flag. And they got highly ticked off. But they couldn't get to me because the police department was right between us. It was awesome. But you know what? I'm sorry that happened for to your vehicle. You know, I mean, we put so much into taking care of our own personal stuff. And we do so much, you know, trying to accumulate positive things in our lives just to have these anti-American people come along and destroy it. You know, it's no excuse for it. It's no excuse. So the thing is you have Antifa and the rest of them, you know, and they think it's good. Attack a Nazi. You're not even a Nazi. You're a Proud Boy. I know you probably said the story before, but what made you join the Proud Boy?
Well, what I do, everything that I do, I started my podcast because I've been an info warrior for over 10 years now. I went to journalism school. I was editor in chief of my high school newspaper. I left the journalism field because I was surrounded by liberals. In 2016, I distinctly remember hearing Alex Jones say, if we don't start making our own channels, if we don't start speaking out, if we don't start becoming our own activists and reaching out to people, we're going to lose this country. And I truly saw it at the Trump rallies and everywhere I went, every event, I saw it, how rabid the left is. And it's the perfect metaphor right now for what, you know, because
beautiful how rabid they are. I love it.
The left right now is the perfect metaphor. Like you said, they're trashing private property because today's left doesn't value private property. They don't value life, liberty, and property rights. They value community organizing. They value a centralized hive. That's it right there. It's the perfect metaphor. That's why they slashed my tires. That's why we would never ever stoop that low and go to their houses and do that kind of crap. They came here last week in Colorado and had an event at the warden of the ICE facility here in Aurora. They went to his private home. They doxed his family, put up his private picture and his address and said, go agitate him. They're coming to our house right now. Today,
I mean, you would think Antifa would show up to try to protect children. I mean, if they're all about people.
Right. You would think, but they're not. That's the thing. They're not. They're just willful liars. They're lying to everyone out there. So the middle of the road people, the people sitting on the fence, you really need to realize how far the left has gone today. It's that bad. I would call myself a classical liberal, a libertarian. You know, I'm a Trump supporter. I love my country. I love Alex Jones. I love InfoWars. I love Will Johnson and Tom Papert. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm like Roger Stone. I'm a libertarian. I'm not out here to harass people. I'm a minority myself.
You want people to live and have their freedoms just like everyone else. But you have Antifa and the Democrat Party. They say you either comply with the way we want you to live or we're going to take you out. We're going to take you down. We're seeing that. Do you think we're at war? Do you think that the liberal media and the Democrats are at war with the American people and then we'll let Tom get in here?
I think we are in the cold civil war is active right now. Political violence is happening. They're coming to our houses now. We are in that civil war right now. It's already kicked off. We're here.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
So, Louie, I know that you've, for the last few years, you've kind of been Antifa's best friend. They've called you Denver's Nazi and Colorado's local Nazi and all these various things. But I'm wondering, you know more about this organization than the average person. Can you talk about how they recruit, how they convince people to be a part of this ideology of hate and destruction? Just how do they operate on a day-to-day basis?
What you need to know is that most of Antifa are professors. The other half are city government workers. That's why they're covering their faces. Because as soon as we find out who they are, we find out that it is the government. It is the deep state. That's why the media covers up for them, because a lot of them are media, professors, and city government workers. And they always claim that, oh, there's no leaders and you're just an anti-fascist and you're the good guy. No, they have a system. They do have a system. And one of the leaders here in Colorado, Karen Sodaro, is on 1 year of unsupervised probation because she was attacking my friends. They split open four of my friends' heads with metal batons. You were there at that event, and they attacked police officers. And to this day, they're still saying that I am harassing seven activists. No, they attacked police officers and innocent patriots. The media.
Well, and Louis,
that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. I remember how insane that day was. That was, it was a bit of a scary day. And, you know, I don't deal a lot with Antifa in person. So I was kind of amazed. I mean, they're throwing bottles of excrement of various types, fluid and solid. I'll just say that so I don't gross out TV viewers. They're starting fights in the street. It got to the point where police were just about where they were saying, look, if there's more violence, you just got to call off this entire event. It'll be over. So you're a person with a family. You know, how do you wake up in the morning and think I have to keep doing this? Just kind of describe what is your ethos and what do you hope to accomplish by going out and facing these scum day after day?
Well, like I was on Stephen Tubbs' show here locally in Colorado last week, and like Michelle Malkin said, Ben Franklin said that we have a republic if you can keep it. The reason why I continue to do what I do morning and morning after is everyone that looks up to me, everyone that comes up to me with that look in their eye, they give me the drive and the motivation that I need. I'm not going to sit by quietly. The depopulation agenda, it's here. They want to kill us all. Alex Jones has been warning us all about this for years. It's real. And it's here in our backyards now. So who's going to step up if I don't step up? I want everyone to step up. Just like Alex Jones said in 2016, we all need to start stepping up. I need help out here. I'm not just one dude. We're all a bunch of Americans here. We all need to join together and do this because they're going to kill us all. Our future for our children will be taken from us. Our republic, like Ben Franklin said, will be taken from us. That's why I do it. But my biggest motivation is when I see the gratification and the young children that look up to me, high schoolers, Generation Z, they look up to Louie. They're like, Louie, oh my God, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's do it. See, you know, and CNN calls this a hate signal now. No.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I was at the Battle of Berkeley and, yeah. You know, the way Tom was just describing it, it was the same thing at Berkeley. They were throwing stuff with bottles. They actually went to the extent of taking thin glass bottles and putting M80s in it, and they were throwing them, getting to explode over the people's heads. So then that way it would just be shrapnel trying to get in people's eyes. We are at war. I mean, yep. It's not day in and day out where you see people just in the streets fighting, but it's like almost becoming that point. What do you think is going to happen if they're successfully impeach President Trump over nothing, and these Republicans fold over and allow it to happen? What do you think is going to take place?
I personally think that all the fence sitters and the conservatives out there that have been quiet and that are scared, they're finally going to start doing something about it. I think, like you said, I think the Civil War, it's here. We're already fighting it. They're coming to our houses now. It's time. It's really there. That's what they want, and yeah. It's going to happen if they keep.
Yeah, they went to Tucker's house. I mean, yeah. They went to Tucker's house. So
Mitch McConnell. My house.
Mitch McConnell. I mean, yep. So seriously, yeah. And you know, thank God I live here in Texas, because I have at least 38 reasons why they don't need to show up at my house. I got 40 reasons too. I mean, I can give them a smaller number. I can give them 9 reasons not to show up at my house. But you know what? We shouldn't have to be doing this. We should not be here. But they are so butthurt about what happened in the 2016 election that they cannot let it go. They are, their whole objective right now is to remove this president, and they use Antifa to go out and attack people that support this president. It's just like what the KKK did back in the day. And now they have Antifa. So, I mean, it's amazing. So we're getting ready to run out of time. So do this. Tell everyone how they can connect with you right now and support you.
Okay. You can find Major League Liberty, which is my podcast. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at MLL Podcast. There you go. Thank you. You guys have the best producers, by the way. Love it.
Dude.
I'm personally banned from Facebook for life, but my podcast is still there. You're still going to see Louis. We're going to have a podcast here in about 15 minutes. So if you want to find us, we're on YouTube. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Minds. We're on Gab, and we're on Parler. Major League Liberty and Colorado Proud Boys aren't going anywhere, Big Tech.
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Awesome.
Pipe and smoke it.
Well, cool. Well, hey, I want to thank you for coming on with us. And Tom, of course, I'm honored to have you with me every single night. So this is Firepower News. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Please do your part. Do your part. Amen. One of the things you can do by doing your part is going to our website and sponsoring and support our sponsors. Go to our website and support our sponsors. Go to band.video. Share it, band.video. Please, we need your help. We're going to confront these evil anti-American people, but with your help. God bless. Good night.